Chapter 14. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns, and the gates of it languish. They sit in black on the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem is gone up. Their nobles send their little ones to the waters. They come to the cisterns and find no water. They return with their vessels empty. They are disappointed and confounded, and cover their heads. Because of the ground which is cracked, because no rain has been in the land, the plowmen are disappointed, they cover their heads. Yes, the hind also in the field calves, and forsakes her young because there is no grass. The wild donkeys stand on the bare heights, they pant for air like jackals, their eyes fail because there is no food. Though our iniquities testify against us, work for your name's sake, Lord. For our backslidings are many, we have sinned against you. You, O hope of Israel, the Savior of it in time of trouble, why should you be as a foreigner in the land, and as a wayfaring man who turns aside to stay for a night? Why should you be like a scared man, as a mighty man who can't save? Yet you, Lord, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Don't leave us. Thus says the Lord to his people, even have they loved to wander, they have not refrained their feet, therefore the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and visit their sins. The Lord said to me, don't pray for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry, and when they offer burnt offering and meal offering, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. Then I said, O Lord God, behold, the prophets tell them, you shall not see the sword, neither shall you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. Then the Lord said to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I didn't send them, neither have I commanded them, neither spoke to them. They prophesy to you a lying vision, and divination, and a thing of nothing, and the deceit of their own heart. Therefore thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, and I didn't send them, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. The people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. And they shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness on them. You shall say this word to them, let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous wound. If I go forth into the field, then behold the slain with the sword, and if I enter into the city, then behold those who are sick with famine. For both the prophet and the priest go about in the land, and have no knowledge. Have you utterly rejected Judah? Has your soul loathed Zion? Why have you struck us, and there is no healing? We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of healing, and behold dismay. We acknowledge, Lord, our wickedness, and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not abhor us, for your name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember, don't break your covenant with us. Are there any among the vanities of the nations that can cause rain? Or can the sky give showers? Aren't you He, O Lord our God? Therefore we will wait for you have made all these things.